Good morning and welcome to the WebEx call this morning. We are going to be talking about Niken, of course, and about launching the third largest country. This is the slide that we have while we're waiting, and so we'll just go ahead and talk about this. Just in case there's anyone here who has not heard a little bit of our story, I'm Ruth Williams. Dennis and I said no for once a month at least, for 6 months before we began, and that was almost 20 years ago. We're in our 20th year now. And we just found that this person that we didn't know, trying to get us into a business like we had never heard of before.
Whoops. Ruth, did we lose you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to set up the recording. Okay, so when we heard about Niken, it was from a person we didn't know, and he kept trying to tell us about these amazing magnets that get rid of all your hurts and aches and things like that. He would not listen because we were already in a company. We hadn't heard many companies that were here today and gone tomorrow, and we really didn't want to be in a company like that. And so finally, the guy gave Dennis a cassette tape where there was a guy who was making a lot of money. And when we heard that, we knew that he had found the pain in our back pocket. And, excuse me one more minute. And so when we heard that, then we realized that the products had to be working, or he would not be able to get those kind of results. And so we wanted to get together with this guy, and so we did. And when we heard that, when we heard the things that were he told us, which are on this screen that we're looking at right now, he said, he was Dave Johnson, he said it was a company like no other which had come to America. It had already started in Japan 16 years ago. I could hardly believe it. I got so excited. All we wanted to know then is how these products could possibly work, because obviously they did. You couldn't make that much money if they didn't. And he would only tell us real good, ha, ha, ha. And we wanted to know how the company worked, and he'd say the same thing. And so he did tell us that it was started in Japan not 16 years ago, and that they had been the fastest growing company in Japan. So we also learned that it was a company founded on more than just wealth, but a whole healthy lifestyle, including healthy mind, body, family, society, and finances. It was a company like no other, and we have never regretted it for a moment. And, okay, we would like to have use a different mode of changing. Sorry, guys. Oh, there we go. Martha Sue Geary is a platinum distributor in Niken, and she is one sharp cookie, and I love working with her. Martha Sue Geary is in San Diego, and she's going to present the next few slides.
Okay. Well, the exciting part to me is I've been in the business for almost 13 years. On April the 2nd, I was almost an April Fool's baby. But back in those days, we had to fax in the application, so it took 24 hours to make it happen. But at this point, here's this company that's come to America like no other, and now what they're doing is that we're actually launching the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world, and it's North America. It's right here in our backyard. And if you look at this slide, it's the Spanish-speaking countries where Niken currently operates: Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Mexico, Ecuador, Panama, El Salvador, and of course Spain. That's not Latin American, but it's Spanish-speaking, the first of. But the other countries that you look at there, and of course Puerto Rico is part of the United States, but in those four countries, there are a lot of people that speak Spanish. The United States, just the United States, not even talking about what's in Canada, but the United States has the third largest population of Spanish-speaking people, over 44 million people. That's a lot of people that speak Spanish. And if you look at this one, the slide, I really like this little lifesaver because that's really what we have in Neuquén. It's a lifesaver. And when you look at this South America, the percentage of the population that's speaking Spanish, 42% in South America speaks Spanish. It's 42% of the world's Spanish-speaking is in South America. But look at that. North America has 34%. If you look at Central America, that's 9% of it. We are in every country in Central America except two. That's pretty profound. So then you look at, well, here we are. Neuquén is launching the world's third largest Spanish-speaking country. And you, everybody on this call, and everybody that hasn't made it to this call, is invited to participate in the introduction and international growth. And this means that you can make a difference in many lives, obviously with both health and wealth, including your own, because it's got to start with us first. So what country are we talking about? It's our own backyard, our own front yard. It's the USA. It's North America. And when I said a minute ago here, look at those numbers, and that's all the Spanish-speaking countries. Mexico is pretty profound, 109 million people in Mexico, almost 110 million. Colombia has 45 million people, and the United States has 44 million people that speak Spanish. And you look at that number all the way down, and in some of those countries, for example, Costa Rica only has 4 million people. There are 4 million people in San Diego, and I'll bet you 50% of them speak Spanish. So do you ever happen to notice anyone around you in your area that may be speaking Spanish? You know, here we are talking about in our backyard. You have neighbors, and if you don't know them today, now that you've been to this call, I bet you could meet some people within the next week that speak Spanish. And they really want to know about better health, but they don't know where to look for it, and about a business opportunity. And so this picture is, I love this. If you look at this, it's here's North America, South America. You recognize those. The Hispanic markets are growing in the United States, and you look at those stars, those, you know, California, and I think that's Texas because that's where I'm from. And then over in Florida, obviously, there's a huge factor of the Spanish speaking. And it looks like probably up in D.C., I think that's where it is, Virginia, D.C. And so there is a lot of growth that happened here in North America, and it happened because we, the English-speaking people, shared Neuquén with people that were Spanish-speaking. But look at the red stars. So if you take that, and if we all, say you had 20 people that were in your organization, and each one of them talked to one person who was bilingual, because that, if you don't speak Spanish, you have to talk to somebody who's bilingual. But look at all the stars that could be added. Those stars are the people that are really already starting to network and reach out to the Spanish-speaking community. And if you don't see a star on there where you live, guess who that's up to?
That's right. We see Neuquén is launching and doing actual launch in Irvine and in Miami, but we know we have people in all these different areas, and if you guys go out and start talking to people, we had a gal in Wenatchee, and she, Kathleen Miller, I told her about this at noon. By 6 o'clock, she had 7 people for me to contact, for Dennis and I to contact at the banks. She just went to the banks and saw, okay, that person looks like they might speak Spanish, and she went over there, and in about 2 sentences, she told them how we were launching Neuquén, her company. I don't even know if she told them the name of it. Her company was launching wellness products in North America, and would they like to be a part of it and have a second income? And by 6 o'clock, she had 7 people who said they wanted to. I thought that was really exciting.
That is exciting. And when I called Ruth and told her what was going on, it's a duplication by one. I mean, that's pretty interesting. How many families do you think that here in North America have families and friends back in the international markets? Each Spanish-speaking, well, that's like she sells seashells. Each Spanish-speaking person in the United States or in North America may have relatives back in their country. So we could actually impact 2 or more families for each one that we have contact with. So if you look at this map, here we are in the United States, and the growth will happen, will build here, will bring in more consultants. working by expansion here and then take it back to their home country, because we empower the people in their home country to become independent. That's really what this is about. They can become independent financially and actually health-wise, as well as the financial end.
So, you know, we're talking about, we're going to be talking about having some, and introducing people and telling them about NECAN, but we're doing it on WebEx and telling kind of how, and WebEx is really good for training, but one of the best places to introduce the friends and to NECAN is in your own home. And these are the things that we're going to be telling about them about, and Al's going to be helping us with this part of the presentation that you actually do. The emphasis is going to be on keeping it simple, and when you're having a, in your home, we want to emphasize that as well, because if you cook up a big fancy dinner and it takes you 3 days to get ready, well, that's not going to be simplicity or duplication. So we want to have them, encourage people to have them in their home or just meet people in a coffee shop and show them a little, maybe a little flip chart of what Al's going to show you. But make it simple so that duplication is the meaning of success in NECAN and in network marketing. And make it simple and fun, so everybody likes to have a good time. So let's be sure, Al, are you live here? Are you ready? Star 6, if you are, I can't hear you, so you must need the star 6.
You hear me now?
We sure can. You sound
good. Oh, okay, here I am. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay, so I'm really excited to be with you guys today, and we're going to talk about something really simple. I think simple is better nowadays. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about AIR, which is something that we went over to launch the Latin market. And it talks about AIR and the vital for health. We have AIR, water, sleep, and food would be considered nutrition. So the question was, who needs AIR? Everybody. And who wants dirty AIR? Nobody. Who wants clean air? Everybody. And then it goes on to another vital, which is water. Kind of hard to live without water. And we have two types of water. One of them has chlorine and bad sediments. And the other one is clean and energized. So that's a real open and shut case. Everybody wants the clean water and take the bad stuff out. And another way where people have vital is sleep. So nowadays people aren't getting sleep, they're stressed out, and they have bad mattresses. And the other option is to have refreshing, exclusive rest and rejuvenation. Another thing to it's hard to get by without is food. So nowadays with all this fast food, chemicals, there's a lot of deficiencies. And it's hard to live, again, without food. So what we do is we supplement it. We get whole foods. We get our nutrition through NECAN. And that provides energy to maintain health. If you don't have energy, you won't have health. If you don't have health, you won't have energy. So it's kind of like a vital situation where you have to have it all. And it all has to be beneficial to you. The other option, the other topic we were going over, which is the real important, which is Ruth went over, is the time and money. Nowadays, people don't have time. Some people don't have money, and some people don't have time or money. And with NECAN, you have an option to have an unlimited income. You have an option to have residual income. And we all think that that's better to have time and money. And if you have time, money, and health, then that's one of the best combinations that we recommend you go for. And we're going to be launching the Spanish activity in Irvine on March 5th, and we're going to having the meeting on March 5th in Spanish in Irvine, California, at the NECN headquarters from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and March 12th in Spanish in Miami, Florida, at Crown Plaza Airport from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And those will be in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Al.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go back. We want to go back here to the place where we're going to share. For you in the audience, we'd like to have you tell some of the results maybe that you have had. To be able to do that, you will need to press the *6 key to be live, and then just you speak up and tell us you want to tell your testimony of how it was before, maybe without the clean air or water or the good sleep or the nutritionals. Let's do the air first, then everybody won't be trying to speak up at the same time. So *6 to be live, and then remember after you finish to please *6 again to mute yourself. So who, even if you've done your testimony before somewhere else, or even the last time when we, the first time when we did this presentation, you can do it again if you like, unless there's somebody else there. So who would like to do, give us a product results that you have had that's changed your life, or even solved a small problem? I mean, like even a headache or a hangnail, I think, makes a whole lot of difference when it gets better. It does.
Hey, Bruce, this is Mary.
Yes, hi, Mary.
I have a story for air.
Great.
If you'd like. When I first got presented, introduced to NECN, the air filter was the biggest thing I was interested in. I have asthma and allergies, and I was not sleeping through the night because I would wake up congested and have to clear out my head. And my asthma is triggered by the post-nasal drip, so I just really needed to take care of that. And I was loaned an air filter, and I said, well, okay, let's just give it a try. I'm on antihistamines. I'm taking an antihistamine every day, so and I'm still was still that bad. And that first night, I was able to sleep almost through the night, had a lot more rest than normal. The second night, I said, well, let's give it a try and not take the antihistamine. And again, I slept almost through the night. And by the third night, I slept through the night completely. And I haven't taken an antihistamine since.
Wow.
So that's my
that's
story.
Amazing.
I'm sticking to it. It was huge.
Wow, thank you, Mary. Mary from Lake Tahoe area. Great. Anyone else have an error testimony that they would like to give? How about some water? Who found a difference with the water? While you're getting *6, I'd like to mention that what we have seen is that even little children that say, the mothers and fathers that come to our house and they say, oh, our kids don't like water. They won't ever drink it. And so then we have them try out the water right out of the aquifer, actually. And then the little kids drink it up and they want more water and more water. This is a quiet group, Martha Sue.
Yeah, they are. If y'all hit if you got something great happened in your life, hit *6. If the water has been something that's helped you, hit *6, tell us your testimony, then hit *6 again, and that'll take it back to quiet.
And we'll go take sleeps also. Just speak up. It's all right if you interrupt or whatever. Yes?
I would like to share a sleep testimony.
And who's this?
This is Al Sigala.
I thought so. Great. I'd love to hear that one you have.
Okay. I have back on the day. I'll go over one where it's mine. And I used to have a real bad time with sleep. When I used to wake up, my eyes were bloodshot red. I could hardly open them. I used to walk around my house with my eyes closed as they wouldn't burn. And I thought that was normal. I didn't know any other way of living than that. until I found Nick, and then I'm able to wake up even in the middle of the night. I'm wide awake and my eyes don't hurt and I'm not tired. I don't sleep at the wheel anymore. I'm always, I always have energy. The only thing I miss now is yawning.
Well, say Al, while we have you live here, why don't you tell us a story that you first told me about your little daughter?
Okay. I have a really ill child. She was born with autism, and she had challenges sleeping, breathing, walking, talking, eating, and the list one kept going. But once we found Nikan, that's another sleep testimony where she had really terrible time sleeping. The second that I put her on a magnetic mattress pad, the breathing changed. She was able to breathe without, you know, felt like she's having an asthma attack. She slept through the night as opposed to waking up in the middle of the night. Autism is a situation where it affects a lot of organs and aspects of life. And my daughter was 4 years old when we found Nikan and didn't speak a word. And 5 days later, she began speaking. And ever since then, we don't have any really problems with her. She's speaking now. She eats, sleeps, and is doing real good now in school. Student of the month after that. And she just keeps getting better and better. We don't really give her any medication anymore. And everything seems to be just improving. And I thank God for Nikan for that.
Say, Al, when you when I talked to you when this had was fairly fresh, how old is Angela now?
She's 8 now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
That is a very, very exciting story you just told us. That you told me a couple of other things. You said, I think you said she sat in the middle of the floor, kind of on her knees or something, and you weren't. She didn't like you to touch her. And what was the difference between her touching before and now?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I'm not an autism expert, but my daughter had a like social issues where she didn't smile, she didn't laugh, she wasn't too much into hugging. Her mom, she would hug, but she wouldn't like me to hug her or kiss her. And you know, now that she's well, she's more into daddy. She hugs me, she kisses me, says I love you, daddy. And I read that an article from some famous, I forgot her name, but she has a kid also, and she says the biggest gift of all was to be able to get a hug and a kiss. And it seems kind of weird to hear that because usually that's what you do with your kids. But if I tried to hug my daughter, she would like go into a tantrum, which lasted about 5 minutes, and we were already at the end of the rope. So what we would do is just kind of like, I had the instructions to stay away, and now I'm always hugging and kissing her.
I just think that is really, really a really tearjerker practically. That makes me so happy for you. I remember
Thank you telling
me that she then now she would run to the door when you got there.
Exactly. Now she runs. She just, you know, she gives me a hug and she says, "Daddy." And
now,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's just the prices. You can't buy that, and I just thank God for that. And can't wait for the rest.
And also,
when she sings too, Al, you said when I first talked to you, you said she sings now.
Yeah, she sings from not talking to singing, and you know that. It's from not being able to walk to running, jumping, dancing. That's a big difference. I was telling Ruth that before Nikan, her attention span was just not there. There was no attention span. You could be calling her name and looking at her, and she wouldn't turn to look at you. If you sit her in the middle of the living room, she would stay there all day. Well, because she couldn't really walk, but even she wouldn't even move an inch. And now, again, you know, she's totally different. She's healthy. She's happy. She's doing good in school. Everything just keeps getting better and better, and we're just amazed every day.
My goodness, I just think that if each one of us was able to introduce somebody to NECAN and have a result, find some people that have such desperate needs for not just their children but their pets, and not just their pets but themselves, and make such a difference in their lives that even for a child it's a whole lifetime. And this just makes me feel like if that was all we did, that it would be worth it right there.
Amen.
I remember also you told me that when you put her on, that before Hugh had the mattress, she made noise or something, and you guys couldn't hardly sleep all night. That's probably why you weren't sleeping all night.
Exactly. She had during the day, it seemed like she had a small asthma attack, where it sounded like she was dying, just kind of like short of breath all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when she would go to sleep, the breathing just got really out of control. It sounded like she was dying all the time, and she would stop breathing. And when she would stop breathing, I would stop breathing. And then when she would start breathing again, I would start breathing again also. And it was just a situation where there was no hope. And she would stay up at night. She would make a lot of noise and pretty much not sleep at night. Imagine that. My wife was in charge of taking care of that, but it was just taking a toll on everybody, and my wife wasn't sleeping either, and that was affecting her health, and, so happy.
Sounds really terrible. Then you put her on the mattress, and then your wife said, you said she was asleep or something, and your wife...
Oh, yeah. So since she was so quiet, I was right there really close to her nose and mouth, and I said, "Hey, Ida, Angela's asleep." And she says, "Oh, you don't know Angela. I know when she's asleep because you could hear her from the other room." And to not hear her, have such a hard time breathing, it was amazing the impact that it had on me. I ended up getting mad that night, and then I'm getting happy again and mad because I waited 4 years to find out about Nikan, and I felt that was a little unfair. 4 years seemed like a long time for me.
So don't make everybody wait 40 years to hear about NECAN. Better get busy. Wow, thank you so much for sharing this. Al, this is an amazing story. I heard it, probably almost 4 years ago, and I can remember all the details of what Al told me. It was just, gives me goosebumps still today. All right, so thank you, and let's see if anyone else has another story.
Ruth, I'll chip in.
Okay.
This is Steve Crowfoot. You were asking about water testimony. When the first water system came out, we saw it down at convention, got it when we got home. We just moved about a year before to a new house where the water had to go through treatment plant rather than just being up out of the well water and being pure enough to not have to be purified and or treated, with the chemicals. And when we had made that move, Carol had started to have water retention problems, just out horrible, crazy ones. And within 12 hours of getting the water system into the house, her ankles had gone down to a normal size for the first time in over a year, and she didn't hurt anymore. That was just amazing that something could happen that fast.
Wow, that is amazing. I don't think I even heard that story before, Steve.
Ah.
Wow, that is very amazing. I mean, you can't see what's in your air. You don't know what's flowing into your house. You can't see what's really in your water. But boy, the things they, especially if you're in a water treatment, which, I don't know, probably 85% or 90% of the people in the world are, it is really bad for you. That chlorine is actually cancer-causing, and all the rest of the toxins that can be in the water. We have got to control our water at our tap. So those are so important. You don't even know what you're getting if you don't take control at your house. Thank you very much for sharing that, Steve. Okay. Anyone else on that? How about in the nutritionals, you guys? Who has a really nice nutritional story or just anything? I just think like a headache. The things that are common are just as valuable for people. It might not make as much difference, but it does make a difference in your life if you've been having a problem and are helped with it.
Ruth, this is Lana. I have a story I'd like to share.
All right, Lana.
Well, you know, we have our new mattress, and I haven't been able to buy it yet, but I bought the kit because I wanted to be able to show people what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I have the sciatic nerve in my right hip, especially when I'm lifting on my grandchildren or I, you know, bend over to do something or whatever, will start really bothering me. And I generally take the trips to the chiropractor, you know, for several times to get me straightened back out enough, and still I'd have pain with it. And I had that happen. The grandchildren had been here over the weekend, and I started having trouble a couple of weeks ago. And I started taking some ibuprofen, and I was going to have to call the chiropractor. And I thought, you know, I've got that little sample kit that I carry in the trunk of my car, so I've always got it to show people. So I took that into work with me, and I put the extra two magnets in it to kind of form a triangle, because it comes with one in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on that and put the quilt behind my back with the magnets in it, the little far infrared quilt piece. And 2 hours later, it was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go. I'm saving up for a mattress. I have the old one because I've been in Neuquén for about 15 years, and I've had the original firm mattress, mm-hmm. which I dearly love the firm mattress. But I'm ready to put this new pad on top of it.
That sounds like a good idea, Lana. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Next month you'll have that opportunity, actually. We'll talk about that. That's a great segue for that.
Thank you, Martha Sue. While we're talking about sciatic, I've had two weddings this last summer, and I did way too much yard work, bending and standing and bending and standing, and boy, I've been fighting the sciatic ever since then. But what I found, in addition to that wonderful sleep system, it just feels so good. If I put my mag steps on, and I have it most of the time, I have it when I'm first moving around, and so I go downstairs and I have my greens on, which I do have every morning. But if I have any kind of an ache or hurt somewhere, then I take two teaspoons in my little teeny bit of water, about a fourth of a cup, instead of one. I can do that in three gulps. But this morning, we went out to dinner, and I don't know what I had in my dinner, but my neck felt like wouldn't even bend. And as soon as I take those, it's just in no time at all, that inflammation just melts away. It just melts away your hurts. I just can't say enough about those green zymes. So,
Ruth, if I can, I know that Al told me, I asked if they had Angela on any of the nutrition, and he said a minute ago that she really doesn't take hardly any prescription things. I don't know if she's on anything, but with what she has in her life to deal with, Al, would you just share with us real quick what nutrition, because, you know, we drive by, if you think about the general thing, when we talked about food and you talk about the fast food places, children that are having struggles with their lives, they didn't drive through McDonald's. The parent drove through McDonald's. And Al told me what they're giving Angela in the form of nutrition, and I said, how do you do that? And Al, would you just explain that, please?
Sure. So what I do is I provide Angela with Jade Greenzymes, Mental Clarity, and the other Nikki Nutritionals in her drinks. She's mostly on a liquid diet, so we always put some powder into her drinks and her food, and she's got used to it to the point where she don't notice anything different from putting all the extra stuff in there. She doesn't complain.
wouldn't it be interesting if we fed our children the healthy things to the point that they got used to it? If you fed her a drink without those things in it, she probably would think it didn't taste good.
Exactly. Right now, trying to convince them to take it now will probably be tough, but jade greenzyme is the first, one of the first things that I tried, and I give credit for the change that we received in Angela. At first, it was just jade, the sleep system, and the water, and the insoles, and then later and came the air and stuff like that. But the jades are pretty good. We felt as though that helped her out a lot.
That's amazing. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
That is great. We need to be with our children. All right, let's continue on.
Hi, this is Judy Alva in Texas.
Oh, hi, Judy.
I just wanted to share with you that I think it's the Total Wellness Home that fixed me, but I had colon cancer in 2003 and had two-thirds of my colon removed, which left me a kind of not ever wanting to leave the house. I had serious gastro problems and tried to do what I did, but I'm thinking, you know, here I was 55 years old, and, you know, what has life got for me? I was very depressed, very ill, and had extreme cases of diarrhea constantly, which just was a terrible thing. Now I am good to go. You'd never know there was anything wrong with me. Everything is stable. I am totally blown away by how great you can feel without drugs. I was on morphine every night. I was on all kinds of medication where I'm not doing the morphine anymore, which makes me very happy. But and the other meds that I'm taking, I have brought them down to less than half of what I was taking before. And I don't know, I look better than I've looked in many years, and I feel better than I have felt in many years. So I am a Neekanite big time.
Wow, Judy. Why don't you send us a little write-up and kind of the before and after? And I'd love to have a picture. We might want to have you on one of these days and give you a little bit more time.
Well, that works for me. I'll do it.
All right. I'd like to have a before and after picture. And one question that I would have for you is, you know, sometimes we run into people like that are having all these kind of problems. They are depressed, and they just won't talk to you, even if they're a good friend. I wanted to know if there's something. I don't really know your story, so I wanted to know who is the person that shared with NECAN with you, and how did you just jump right on it, or how did they get your attention?
Well, I actually met Sleeta Taylor. She's my upline, just down from Terry Latham and Sherry Marshall, used to be Dorsey.
Right.
That's her sister. She met me in a restaurant, and she just, you know, she just asked me if I would keep my options open for making more money. And I was looking for something to make money so that I could help my husband retire. Not that he wants to retire, but, you know, that he would have that option should it need be, because he's 78 years old, and I think that everybody needs to retire, sort of, but, well, not really.
Okay, but, she got your attention with a money.
Right. She had no idea that I had issues, physical issues, but I was looking for how to make money, and especially being able to do it from home was a big plus for me, because I felt uncomfortable about ever leaving the home.
Mm-hmm.
So this was awesome. I'm 62 years old now, and I'm telling you right now, this has rocked my world. It really has. And I'm telling the world about it.
Whoa, you are fun. Hey, Judy, so there you are in the restaurant. You're sitting there eating, and Fleeta just bounces right over there and starts talking to you. How'd that go?
Well, I was kind of, you know, I was kind of a part-time manager of a very small restaurant here in the area. I only worked a couple hours a day there trying to help them out. Mm-hmm. And I walked up to her table to see if she was okay, that everything was all right, and she thought I was her waitress. And I looked at her and I said, do I look like a waitress? You know, I'm kind of a smart aleck. And she said, well, yeah, I think you do. And from there, you know, 6 months later, it took me to actually get to Fleeta's house. She would come in occasionally and eat. And when I was there, I would see her and we would talk because she's just a real friendly, loving person. And I went to her house and saw what this was doing and loved the sound of the entire opportunity. And again, she still didn't know I had issues. I was wearing diapers at the time. I mean, it was just very degrading. But I was doing what I could, you know, to stay up and good to go, because I really felt like I was way too young to be as old as I felt.
Uh-huh.
And I got involved in the business, and within a month, I was good to go. And I think it was everything. It was the nutritionals. It was just everything that just rocked my world. So I'm not in diapers anymore. I'm really proud to say that, because that's embarrassing. Going to the store and buying diapers and having your kids, your grandchildren ask you, you know, do we need to buy diapers for you today, Mima?
Wow, Judy, thank you so much for sharing with us. I think it gives us a little picture of how that happens sometimes, especially if you're talking to the waitress. It's a good place to look for some that might speak Spanish, too. So thank you.
Oh, well, I tell you. And okay. I do.
Oh, good. We're going to go ahead now and go through some more slides here. But thank you so much, and I will look forward to seeing your letter.
Thank you.
Just respond to one of our emails.
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
I'm going to go through the income here. We that Al already talked about it, and well, while we're here on income, did anyone have a quick testimony or a result? How was it before? Did you make if you even made $100? What did you spend it on, or how did it make you more happy? How did it make your family more happy? We need about one. We have time for about one person here. Nobody got happier. Star 6. We can't hear you if you don't star 6.
Hello, Ruth.
Yes.
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Before NECAN, I had to give up my job because I couldn't teach anymore, because I couldn't give the students 100% because I couldn't focus, and because I had challenges that were keeping me from focusing. But I want to tell you that within... for the financial part, within 2 years of starting NECAN and helping a lot of people, I was able to not only replace my income from when I was teaching, but also I was able to double that income.
Whoa, that's exciting.
So that was very exciting, and I love to travel, and so that's what I did with a lot of the money. I went traveling, saw grandkids, parents, that kind of thing. I had a lot of fun.
Wow, that is excellent, because there's so many people who, like, they become grandparents, their kids move here and there and everywhere, and they don't ever get to see them because they have no money. They have lots of time, but they have no money, so they can't go see them. You just have to talk to them on the telephone, and that's about it. So that's an excellent example. Thank you, Heather.
You're
calling
welcome.
In from Maryland there. All right. Okay. Anybody who's been talking, please star 6 again. So this is just so nice, isn't it, to have a nice, quiet line here. Okay. Hope I'm going the right direction here.
You are. The next one. There you go.
Matsu.
Okay, well, you know, gosh, these testimonies are so awesome about life changing and bringing the launch of the Spanish speaking market here in North America. What NECAN has created is a vital starter kit. If you'll remember when Al was talking, it was about what's vital to our lives. And I remember from the presentation last Saturday at the pre-launch, even in my Spanglish, I understood most of it, and they weren't talking about the products, what they were talking about is the possibility of change in our lives. And all those people have just given testimonies, have given us changes that have happened in their lives. And they happen because of the technologies. And in this package that they're doing, a vital starter kit, it's basically like we have a starter pack. This is the vital starter kit. And in the kit will be a Kinko Naturist demo pad, a custom pillow, the carrying bag, a ticket to bronze training, which if they didn't have this pack, would cost them $60 to go to that, and it's a free invitation. But probably the most exciting piece of all of this launch is the 40% off the retail coupon for a vital sleep system. And so the person who buys this vital starter kit, it's only in Spanish, and so it's part of their package. It will cost them $320. It gives them their $500 in 500 PV to start off with, as we know that they have to have that. But they get a coupon, and they can buy their sleep system for their bed at 40% off. But if you look in the parentheses, it says the sponsor also gets that coupon. And Lana was saying a little while ago she hasn't been able to afford to buy her sleep system, the new pad. And so if Lana sponsored somebody that is Spanish-speaking and they bought this vital starter kit, they get a coupon for their sleep system. Lana gets a coupon to buy her sleep system at 40% off of the retail. They haven't offered anything like that ever that I've seen. And the really exciting piece is, here's the networking. If you, everybody on this call, there's probably, I know there's a lot more on the calls than there were on the webinar listing, but let's say there are 50 people on this call right now, and if everybody only found one person that is bilingual or Spanish-speaking, that you had somebody else that could talk to them, and they signed up, bought the Spanish kit, and they bought their sleep system, got the coupon, each of you guys on the phone would be able to buy a sleep system at 40% off. Well, what if you already bought one? It doesn't matter. What if you could sell it at retail? There's some profit. What if you sold it at wholesale? There's still a profit. And so here's the key. For every, see, there are 50 of us. If we each got one, now there'd be 100 people on this call next week. But what if you, each one of you, sponsored six people, 3 to 6 people that were bilingual? You would have 3 to 6 coupons. And it would give you, because you get one for every Spanish-speaking kit, vital kit that's purchased. And if you had 6 of them, if you had 10 of them, you could sell them all at retail, sell them all at wholesale. You could buy sleep systems for everybody in your family. You could, the possibilities are limitless with what you could do. There is no limit to the number of people that you can share this with. Is that a trip? They didn't say, well, you can only have 3, you can only have 6, you can have as many as you want. That, to me, is so profound. I think that's the thing that got Ruth really excited when I called her and shared what this was, because if you got 6, who got six, you could be a platinum in 1 month. If they got 6, then you could be a royal diamond by the 2nd month. Now, go figure. I mean, that's astronomical, but it could work.
You know, I think it's exciting to get all these people lined up before March the 5th. They can't sponsor until March the 5th. And they can sponsor if they just want to use products. They get excited about that, but they are into something else and they're not really wanting to build right yet. They can buy a plain distributor Spanish-speaking kit. It will not have, for $35, that will not have a coupon in it. There was some confusion about that.
Right.
They buy this demo. It's a vital demo pack is what this is. But they get all that volume.
Right. It's so huge. There, go ahead and go to the next slide. The next slide is about the bronze training. It says it costs $60 if you didn't buy that pack. We in English, the bronze training that we do, we come to ourselves, and it's part of a piece of what we do in other training. It's what we teach, how you share the vital wellness concept, what is Nikan's network marketing business, communication skills. Well, that's the behavior matrix that we, you know, go to the four corners of a room, kind of a thing. Ethics of the business, that's highly important, and the importance of to keep it simple. And I just want to say here the ethics of the business. When I share this with people and they ask me about pricing, and I just always say, well, you know, the interesting part to me, one of many, is that I bought my first pair of Mag Steps, which brought me into the business, in 1998, and I paid $48 wholesale. They were $60 retail. I signed up as a wholesale consultant so I could save $12 because I knew I wanted other things. And guess what? You know what the Mag Steps cost today, almost 13 years later? $48 wholesale and $60 retail. Now, to me, that's pretty important that with all of what happens in our world right now, there's still a product that changed my life that I can buy for the same thing I did 13 years ago. That doesn't happen in the normal world. Yeah. So we want to keep this simple. The bronze training that will be in Spanish will be on March the 19th. The grand opening, as we said, is March the 5th. And the bronze training will be on March the 19th in Spanish. It will be in Irvine at the home office on the 19th. It will also be in Miami on the 19th. And the gentleman that's over all of Mexico will be doing the one in Irvine. The one that's over all of Latin America will be doing it, in Miami. And then the next step will be A Humans Being More in Spanish, March the 26th and 27th. And if everybody on this call has been to Humans Being More, if you haven't, you need to go. The next one is going to be on March the 12th at the home office. But on March the 26th and 27th, it will be in Spanish, in Irvine, same day, in Miami. Same thing done with Luis and Gustavo in the different places.
Well, usually people want to know how they're going to get their money. And how does this all work? It sounds like it's too good to be true. I certainly thought that. So, first of all, you get yourself started and you have a nice, you're there in your wellness home and you're enjoying the technologies and the products and better health and better lifestyle. You like it so much you want to go share with your family and friends. And so what they do, we don't sell the products. We connect them to DCAN and they sell them the products. And then they just find out that we're the sponsor. They put all that in the computer and then they also pay all the tax, take care of the taxes, they take care of the orders. Oh, I was in network marketing before and I had to ship all the products. It took me half a day. Most of the days I spent half a day wrapping packages. Good grief. What a wonderful thing we have with NECAN. It makes you really appreciate NECAN more. They ship direct, then they ship the products out and I don't have to do it. I don't have to stock the products, so I don't have to have a great big initial entry fee. Thousands of dollars getting my products stocked because we don't have to stock them. NECAN does that. And then, step number four, because we were the ones that referred our friends and family, and you'll be the ones that refer them, then they're going to put the money right in your bank account or send you a check. Isn't that wonderful? If that isn't wonderful enough, what is going to happen is that those people are going to share with others. This next slide goes past so fast, I'm going to say a little bit before. They share with others, and if everyone gets on auto-ship, not only do you get paid once, you have repetitive income. But not only repetitive, we also have reproductive. Look at those. All the people are just like having multi-babies because like having franchises all over the country. We've got business in every state in the country. And we only sponsored about 30 people all together in the last 20 years. And so it just sort of multiplies, and then you try to help all those other people. So that's how the NECAN keeps to all records, and they just keep putting that money in your bank account, and that's how it works. And then you'll have to take trips to the States and visit and get to be friends with these people, and then you'll have to also write it off. Tough life.
It's a tough life, but somebody's got to do it. And, you know, that's a great segue into the international sponsoring opportunity that we have right now. I just want to have you go in your minds back to that last picture with the babies being reproduced, because that's what you look at, is the people that you bring in. They're your children, and then the people they bring in are your grandchildren. So it's really a family situation. But in doing that, if you brought in one person from each of the seven different Latin American countries that we operate in today, you could have business in seven different countries, because those people would be able to reach back to their families in their own countries. So it could be an international growth. And now what they've dropped the level. You used to have to be a silver to do the international sponsoring. Now you can do it at the senior level. And the link that's there, you can that's actually online. You can find it. But if you want to write that down, because we'll be here for a couple of seconds, you could write that down, go to that link, and it explains to you in detail how someone does the international sponsorship. And you have to have attended Humans Being More. You have to be a senior or above, attend Humans Being More, and then you go online and take the training. It's now free. When I did the training about, you know, a million years ago, it seems like, there was a charge for that, and now that's free. So if you look at, they dropped the level requirement to senior, and they made the training free, would that tell you that the ethics of our company is that what they're trying to do is to help us, to reach out to other people? I think that's pretty profound. It's kind of like the price of the Mad Steps. You know, look at that, that they're reaching out to help us help other people. And I want to say one thing before we go on to this last slide. I want to give a testimony about networking. And we're having these calls, but I had written to Vance Rogers because I had heard Al speak on Vance's call. I actually have one of the CDs on autism, and I get things from both of the supply companies, but this one that I got has four different segments of people with families with autism. And I'd listened to that over and over, and when I first heard Al's story on that interview with Vance, I just cried. I don't know whether it's because I'm in the process of, now I have three grandchildren. Ella will be three on, the little girl in that picture on the first slide is my first grandbaby, and she'll be three on Monday, and her party's today. And your life just changed when he talked about at 18 years old, they had Angela, and here she was diagnosed with autism. Their life changed. And so I just was touched by that, and I wanted to meet him. I wrote to Vance, but I didn't get a response back from Vance until this week. And so when I called and got a hold of Al, I said, are you familiar with the launch into the Spanish-speaking community here? He said, oh, yes, I was down there last Saturday. And I said, really? Down where? And he said, at Meekin. And I said, I was too. And he said, really? I was on the front row. I said, I was too. And he said, were you on the front row with that other lady? And I said, yes. So here we were. I was trying to meet this person, but because I didn't talk to everybody in that room, I didn't know he was in the same room with me. Now take that picture, and how many people do you know that you'd like to have in your group, like Al Sigala, that you could help change so many lives through his testimony? And here he was on the front row. So we have to be really careful that everywhere you go, you might miss an opportunity with somebody that really needs your help. And it's about sharing. So I'm going to turn this back over to Ruth about what we're doing with the calls. Thank you for being with us.
Really good point you made there. We really do. It really is fun to talk to everyone, almost everyone you bump into. So our WebEx is today. We'll take that one off. Next Thursday we'll be doing another one. That's our regular time. It's a 6 p.m. Pacific. We'll do these until the launch, and then we'll be going back and doing some of the other product information for educational purposes, not so much for sponsoring, but sometimes people look on there to see if they might be interested. And then one more Saturday before the 5th of March, and then again on the 3rd of March, we'll have the Thursday night meeting. And so we'll send out the details. Each one will be a little bit different. As we gather more information, we will be passing it on to you, and hopefully we'll be hearing some people that you're lining up. Have your Spanish-speaking friends ready to sponsor and advise them to have several others ready to sponsor at the same time. And boy, we had this happen in Norway, and the people knew ahead of time, a month or more, and they lined the people up, and the people lined other people up, and Morton and Cecil Anderson broke platinum on the day that they opened Norway, or during that month, because they had all these people. It probably took them more than one day to get everybody sponsored in and all products all purchased, but by the end of the month they had made platinum with a huge amount of volume. And that would be very fun for anybody who does it. And it'll certainly be fun for those people who receive their opportunity to be in NECAN. So what about this one?
Okay, well, we're launching the world's third largest Spanish-speaking country. That is just phenomenal. And the other thing I just want to say is you don't have to speak Spanish to be able to talk to somebody that speaks Spanish. You can communicate enough with them to ask if it would be okay if you had a friend that speaks Spanish to contact them. Ask for their name, their phone number, and their email, and sometimes they'll give you the correct one. Sometimes they won't because they don't trust you. But who knows? You might find Al Sigala, and so that would be pretty cool. Just ask. If you don't ask the question, you already got to know. So you are invited to participate in this introduction and international growth, and this means that you can make a difference in many lives with health and wealth, including your own. Have you ever thought you might like to travel? And you'll travel on business trips and write them off, of course.
We have a quick story about that with
okay.
Liza Sue. This last summer, we had a wedding in San Diego. Went down to the San Diego Temple there. And so we're going to San Diego. I know Martha Sue is in San Diego, and she'd love to have a meeting there. So I thought, well, we have got to do some NECAN. We can't just be taking an airplane ride with and not having a business trip, because we have to be able to write off our plane trip. So I called up Martha Sue and said, hey, would you like to have a meeting down there? We're going to be down there. She said, sure. She would get some people together, and she certainly did. And we certainly did write it off. So you don't go just for pleasure. You go and do something, and you're always on a business trip, and so it's always something you can write off. And so that's pretty much the end of our story for today, and we hope you'll join us again next Thursday. And we hope that you'll be all very, very busy finding people who want to share, and you can change lives and help people have better health and money and time. That gives you freedom. So thanks for joining us today.